Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If you have a Hey, I Was Wondering question, and we use it, you're on your way with an Eric in the Morning travel mug.
This comes to us from Dave. Timely. Hey, Eric, I know today is the day that Pothead Melissa's hitting the dispensary.
That is
correct.
Yeah,
Pothead Melissa is going to hit the dispensary. I was wondering if she has a plan in place, any questions she's going to ask, any products she's going to grab, anything she's planning on bringing in. Has she thought this one through completely?
Get out of here.
Just wondering. Thanks, Dave.
All right, questions.
Dave, let me ask you. Let me ask on behalf of Dave. Have you thought this through? Do you have a plan?
I do have a plan. I have at least three or four questions that do want to ask, and whether those questions will lead to other questions, I don't know.
Okay.
But hopefully once we get there, I think we have somebody that we're talking to once we're there that's getting us in.
Okay.
And, I don't want to spoil it with the questions, but
sure.
It's part of it is going to be like, you know, what did sell out the most and that kind of thing.
To answer Dave's second question, you plan on loading up on product?
No. Only if you guys want something.
Do you plan on loading up on product?
I'm
Dave
not,
wants to know.
No.
Big pothead.
No, you're
a big pothead, so.
Maybe you can get it as gifts for people.
Yeah. That's true. I'm a CBD without the THC girl.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
Missing all the fun there.
But you know what? I'm absolutely willing to buy you guys things if you need them. I'm there.
I think Pothead Dave wants to know if Pothead Melissa is going to, you know.
Hook them up.
You know, make the step.
Oh, yeah.
Make the move.
No, I don't think so.
All right. So we're taking the cameras along with on this. Are you going to wear the Post Malone Pothead beanie?
I brought a beanie.
Cool.
So I'm all ready to go with that and look about as Post Malone-ish as
Sweet.
I can.
Sweet. And Melody, maybe we get another face tattoo for Melissa before she leaves.
Okay.
Another.
Just draw on me with a pen.
Well, she's got the three teardrops on one side, which I believe are her number of kills.
Yeah, you don't mess with her. That's how people know not to mess with her.
Is that what they say in
he
prison?
He hasn't learned
That's
yet.
That's your number of kills.
That's right.
I thought so.
Don't add to it.
Yeah. All right. So thanks. So, maybe we add to that and get a whole look going.
Okay.
Right? So we'll take the cameras along, and then later this week, we'll have that available to you folks. You folks can see as Pothead Melissa visits the dispensary. Are they open? Are the dispensaries open? Because I know they closed because they ran out of product because, well, everybody like Melissa went in there and went nuts.
Well, you know, I know people, I've heard one person, who was that? You told me that, Vila? Somebody stocked up for 2 years. 2 years worth of things.
No. They don't allow you to do that.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a limited amount you can buy. You can't go in and go, I'll take the whole store.
I'd like to buy the whole shop.
Well,
no.
you can buy edibles, I think, as much as you want. You just can't buy, you can only buy a gram per person of the actual.
Are you even sure about the edible part? Melissa, ask that question.
Yeah, make sure you ask that. We need to know.
I don't think you can buy a 2-year supply of edibles while you're there. I don't think that's possible.
We're going to find out.
All right, all that stuff's coming up. Worst film of the year. What would it be? We know the best now.
Right.
Allegedly, reportedly. Right. The nominations came out yesterday for the Academy Awards. What would you put in the top three worst? 312-233-1019. Your vote is for what? The worst, Chris?
Irishman.
The Irishman.
Wow.
It was awful.
You know, I don't know that I would go to the lengths of awful, but I would agree with you. It wasn't even approaching nearly as good as I thought it would be. It did feel a little self-indulgent.
Mm.
Did it?
Yeah, it felt like a little bit like Scorsese decided, I'm just going to make a movie with these guys again because this is our formula and system, and I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just going to let it go for like 3.5 hours.
Did feel
oh,
wow. a little.
You can watch Robert De Niro chew food for 20 minutes.
Oh,
right.
That's weird.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah.
I still loved it, but I get
Did
what you're saying.
Did you love it?
My formula was I started it at like midnight, and I managed to like get all the way through it to like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And never even approached falling asleep or getting bored, so that means I think I loved it.
I watched it at like 2 in the afternoon and was bored by 2:20.
Maybe you need to try it at midnight.
That might be the key. All right. Worst movie ever, Woody.
Playing with fire.
Oh, John Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah. I thought nobody could beat Schwarzenegger as far as being one of the worst actors ever, but Cena kind of picked it up.
There you go. Congratulations to John Cena with that review and evaluation. Thank you, Woody.
Did anybody else even go see that?
Thank you, Woody. At number three, Mary.
Where'd you go, Bernadette?
Now, did you really expect it to be good when you went there?
You're right. It was just bad.
Where did you go, Bernadette? I don't think I know that one. Starring
Cate Blanchett.
Yes, I avoid all Cate Blanchett movies. Nothing personal against Cate Blanchett, just not my speed.
She's always on the Oscars,
like
though.
At number two, worst movie ever, Lori.
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2?
Whoa! Are you serious?
Yes. Yep. I did not enjoy the music at all.
Terrible.
The story was predictable.
Ah.
Yeah.
Predictable.
There's nothing worse than a predictable cartoon.
Exactly.
And finally, in at number one, staying with the cartoon and theme, Melanie, the worst movie of 2019 was?
Dora the Explorer movie.
Aha!
That
Dora the Explorer.
Oh,
shocked.
It was terrible. Well, yeah. Dora literally gets high during the movie, and it makes no sense.
Wait, she does not.
She gets high, yes, Dora does, during the movie?
Yes. I took my little brothers to, and they run through a field of flowers, and the pollen gets them high.
Oh, my God. Really? Really? Next thing you know, it's just a scene of Dora eating Cheetos.
In the jungle.
Yeah. Wow. Melissa, you might want to use a Dora the Explorer reference in your video today.
I might have to.
Yeah.
Some point.
Oh, that's nice. Dora gets high. What girl stuff does your guy like? You know, a nice lavender lotion, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You can spritz that lavender on your pillow.
Oh, yeah. Spritz it on your pillow?
Yeah.
Great. I have a spray like that.
Oh.
Nail art. You know, Harry Styles into that. Justin Bieber's into that. Swanee's into that.
Yeah. I saw Macaulay Culkin, by the way. Another guy who's into that.
That was a little random.
Yeah. I saw, anyway. Macaulay Culkin.
I feel like his nail art is coming from a much darker place than Harry Styles or Justin Bieber.
He's smiling, though.
Yeah. Hi there, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi, the girl thing your guy is into.
My husband takes at least two baths a day, and he always uses either scented bath salts, a bath bomb, or oil.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's got to dry him out, but you throw some oils in there, you're in business.
Yeah, and some salts.
Two a day?
Minimum.
Do you ever join him?
Minimum.
What kind of time has this guy got?
We're talking about him, not about weird stuff.
Okay.
Cut it out.
I just wonder if one's like necessary and then one's
for
fun.
Do you ever join him?
If one's like necessary and then
like,
some fun.
You're the biggest
Okay, just check
perv. No.
She really is.
You're not a perv,
you weirdo.
She really
is. We're like talking about a guy having a bath. She's like, yeah, you ever join him and rub lotions up, talk slower.
Well, that's what baths are for. Nobody really takes baths by themselves.
Yes,
they
do. That is so wrong.
You soak in
you are 1,000,000,000% wrong.
Apparently her husband takes them.
Every married person right now is like, no, that's not what baths are for.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right.
You ever tried to get in a bathtub with another person? You think it's romantic. There's not one romantic thing about it.
It's not comfortable.
Not like the movies.
One foot that's got to be stuck out.
Right.
And then
you're knocking over those candles. It gets really hot in there.
You're getting jammed in the back. With
fire department's got to show up.
The faucet. That's what I meant. You're getting jammed in the back with the faucet.
Stop it.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what? Why don't the two of you go get some coffee? Whip and I will finish this. We'll finish this out. Just a couple of guys just enjoying girl stuff.
Did I mention, by the way, Macaulay?
You're getting jammed in the back by things. I don't know. Violetta's crawling in there like a porn star.
What?
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Macaulay Culkin. He's got pink nails.
Macaulay Culkin. Again. Fletcher.
Hi.
Hey, here's the deal, Fletcher. Do not answer any questions asked you by any women on the show. This is just a guy thing we're doing now, me and Whip, okay?
It sounds like that,
All right. Girl stuff that the guy likes, what would you throw in there?
I said pedicure. Honestly, I love a good pedicure.
Yeah.
Ah,
good
you
for
go.
You.
I'll agree with that.
I like when they massage the leg. It feels very good.
Yeah.
It's true.
Lotions and oils and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Sea salt scrub. That's the best.
Ah, sea salt. Got the gnarly toes all cleaned up. Yes, Violetta.
I was going to say, they give the guys better massages at the nail salon. Like, if you go in there with a guy, he'll still be getting a massage, and I'm already done. I'm like, can I get some of that love?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
I never noticed
that. They want a better tip.
Yeah. Maybe because they know he'll tip better. Because you're so cheap. You and Queen of Bag of Apples over here.
What? Don't bring me into that.
Get me out of here, Macaulay. All right, now we find out what's happening in the world around us. Top three things currently trending on Twitter. A lot happening. A lot going on. A lot of news makers. Let's find out with social media director Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
Got three things?
I do have three.
All right. Let's do the slow build in at number three.
Okay. The new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, that doesn't come out until April 8th later this year. And there's been a ton of speculation going on who will sing the new theme song that comes out with the movie. We don't have the singer yet, but it was just announced this morning that Hans Zimmer will compose the new song and all the
I
new music.
I thought he was the villain in Die Hard.
I think that's also
Hans
him.
Gruber. Hans Gruber was the
Hans Zimmer. He's going to sing the. He's going to compose a new song and all the music for that movie. Since the movie producers say his work has always been iconic, but
former Chicago Cub manager Don Zimmer's great grandson.
That's where I thought you were going.
His great grandson.
Oh
anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
But for who will actually sing the theme song, the top rumors are still Billie Eilish and Dua Lipa to do that.
Is Billie British? Did I not know this?
No.
You got to be British.
Well, Dua Lipa is, so she's actually a good choice. You have to be.
Yes, that's their thing.
You
Look
should
at
be.
Everybody who is, has been a singer of any Bond theme. They're all British.
Well, maybe it's time for a change.
It's a British thing.
Okay. All right.
They've really kept a good cap on that, though. I'm surprised that hasn't leaked for sure.
Maybe because they don't have anybody.
Oh, maybe.
They haven't
put
it
together. Well, now with this announcement, people are thinking that it's going to come out soon.
Right. Because Hans Gruber wasn't. Trending on Twitter number two.
Okay, hey, if you're a fan of Grey's Anatomy, after 15 years, that show is losing one of their iconic cast members.
That's still on.
Yeah, right?
Barely.
Well, this broke news. Justin Chambers will no longer be the popular character Dr. Alex. So there's no spoilers here since Justin already confirmed the news on Good Morning America.
Had to leave the show because of old age.
Well, he said that as he's turning 50, he's excited
old
to
age,
spend...
Old age, there you go.
He doesn't look 50.
Oh, my God. No, he looks 30.
Yeah,
he looks so young.
He does
look young. He's excited to spend some quality time with his family
with
and
his
be
grandkids.
Home with his kids.
Right.
But, you know, he says that the fans have kept him going for the past 15 years, but no more Dr. Alex on Grey's Anatomy.
He's going from being a doctor to being a full-time patient.
Oh, man.
Isn't he going into some sort of, like, rehab or something?
Oh, I don't know.
We're having fun here. Why
do you have sorry.
We're having a good time.
Sorry.
We're having a good time.
Well, he looks good if he's going to rehab.
Full in rehab.
He's
and
okay.
I'm certain it's not true, so please don't sue us.
No. It's just a question.
Right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers out of nowhere on a Monday night announced that on Twitter they're going to come out with a new song this Friday, so more like Thursday night around 11 our time if you're keeping track.
Wait,
but
what?
They already said that the name of the new song will be What a Man Gotta Do. With only 2 weeks into 2020, they're already dropping a new song, but they posted a photo as a little tease. And in the photo, Joe is actually yawning in the picture, but if you're excited, that song is coming out on Friday.
What a man gotta do.
Yeah, and Nick is like grabbing his drunk in it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we'll probably play that on Friday, right?
I would think.
I wonder, you know, like the Ed Sheeran, Adele theory of like kind of being everywhere and then kind of going away for a little while.
Right.
I'm not saying anything against the Joe Bros, but do you think maybe they might want to think about that considering how everywhere they've been?
I tend to agree with you but on that theory, but I don't think they...
No, they're not. They're going to strike while they're hot.
I'm even interested to see what this might sound like on Friday.
Okay, well, it's not reached that point yet, I guess, then.
All right, thank you, Melody. Thing who hurt themselves in the most embarrassing way. There was a study called Aches and Pains, the different ways people hurt themselves and ultimately had to seek help. You know, picking up the kid, sitting for too long. Who does that? Getting out of your car, doing laundry. Other ones like these. Carol, embarrassing way you hurt yourself was what?
This was many years ago, but I was running, like, full-on sprinting to get to homeroom, and I fell up the stairs with, you know, a hallway full of other kids.
Right.
And I'm 5'3", and my classmate, who was also going to the same homeroom at 6'2", actually had to pick me up and bring me to homeroom, and I found out I partially dislocated my kneecap.
Dislocated knee running up the stairs.
Not
good.
Gotta
be careful with those stairs, Isabel.
Yeah, so I fell up a flight of stairs, falling on concrete, hot coffee splashing everywhere, and I broke my nose.
Broke my nose on the top stair.
Gosh.
Right to the emergency room. Bradley.
Tore my ACL getting off the toilet.
What?
That's my worst nightmare.
Are you kidding me?
You're in there a while. Your legs start to fall asleep. Oh, your angle is wrong when you get up. Blow out your knee.
Okay.
While at work.
Yep. You're hanging there. You're playing a little game on your phone. Time gets away from you.
Oh, my God.
You go to stand up. Bam. There goes your ACL.
Wow.
Then you go to celebrate and bad things happen. Christine hurt yourself in an embarrassing way.
Hi. In high school, I was roller skating with my friend, and we were both going opposite ways. We both gave each other a high five, but we knocked elbows, and I got the worst of it.
What happened?
Well, the bones went into my, hand bones went into my wrist because he was a little forceful.
Wait a minute. You broke your wrist high-fiving?
Yeah.
Your hand bones went into your wrist bones?
Yeah, well, it was an aggressive high five. A lot of very celebratory.
Very.
You know, you get overly enthusiastic with somebody. Sometimes you'll get the high five that hurts a little too much because they hit it too hard.
That guy needs to
Then you got a guy, you know, you got to consider maybe she had a bad angle, too.
Yeah, that's true.
She's on roller skates. Yeah.
You really plan these things out better.
Yeah, don't put it on him.
It's his fault.
He's just trying to celebrate and give him a high five.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's the one with the weak wrist.
Oh, yeah, it's her fault.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Melissa, give me number 1 through 10.
9.
Okay, 11, give me number 1 through 10.
4.
Okay, here's what I want you both to do. Melissa, I want you to imagine, as both of you have never been married.
Nope.
I want you to imagine being married 9 years right now. You chose nine.
Okay.
What do you think will be the number one hardest part about being married at that point of your life? If it's 9 years, imagine what you think it's going to be.
Oof.
And write it down.
Okay.
Violetta, 4 years.
Okay.
At the 4-year mark, what would be the hardest part of being married? Try to put yourself in that spot. Write down what you think it is. Now we're going to go to people who actually are married. We'll find out if you guys are on the right track.
All right.
All right, you're writing it down?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 312-233-1019. Kate.
Hi, I love your show. I'd have to say dealing with in-laws.
Dealing with in-laws is the hardest part of being married. How long have you been married?
Sorry, 7 years.
7 years. Dealing with in-laws. Is there
It's just the familial expectations, you know, like what you were born with, what your spouse was born with, and how to navigate that together.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
Good in-laws. Call. Good call.
In-laws. All right. Hi there, Eric.
Yes.
How long you been married?
28 years.
28 years. Well, what is the hardest part of being married? 28 years.
Putting up with the criticism, the judgment.
Constantly telling me all the things I do wrong.
Right.
Well, if you did them better.
Yeah. Nothing but complaining.
Oh, gosh.
I love that. Thank you.
I can see that.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Hi there. Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
How long have you been married, Nicole?
7 years.
Seven. All right. What's the hardest part of being married?
Honestly, probably not letting the stress and sleeplessness of having small children cause bitterness and hatred towards each other.
Ah, yes. The lack of sleep resulting in bitterness and hatred towards the other person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you start adding in the child, the kid component, and everything changes. The whole dynamic goes way out. All right. That's good. Hi there, Tracy. How long have you been married? Hi, Tracy.
Oh, hi there. I've been married for 21 years.
21 years. Hardest part is what?
I'm married at this point.
What's that?
Laughing at all of his dumb jokes.
Laughing at all of his dumb jokes.
Hey.
And repeat stories.
Oh, my God. It's so hard to laugh at them.
The pressure and the stress
sometimes.
Of it. Man, oh, man. All right. Hey there, Heather.
Good morning.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
What's the hardest part of being married?
Keeping the sex as exciting as it was in the beginning.
Keeping the sex fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can see that happening.
Otherwise, it's just kind of workmanlike.
Yeah.
Going through the motions.
At
keeping
least you're
the
still
sex
doing
fun.
It together.
And then finally, look at this. Let's go big. Go big or go home. Janet.
Yes.
How long you been married?
Almost 39 years.
39.
Wow. You're going to hit that 50.
In 11 years.
Yeah, but if you made
optimistic.
It 39, you got to run through the finish line.
I thought she said 49.
39.
Oh.
Yeah, 39. Married 39 years. What's the hardest part of being married?
Keeping it spontaneous but not boring.
Keeping it
to
fun
know
and
every
spontaneous.
Every single thing about every, and the kids are gone now.
Right.
Yeah.
You're staring at each other.
I love this. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Keeping it spontaneous. Melissa, you've been married 9 years, hypothetically.
Yeah.
What do you think is the hardest part? You can read it to me.
Being bored with them and the sex.
Being bored with them and the sex. Melissa's holding up a sign to me.
I was going to let you read it.
Violetta, you've been married 4 years, hypothetically, and the hard part is?
getting bored with them.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
And the sex.
No. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Think this is tough or easy?
It's kind of tough just because, like, I'm thinking, like, along the lines of fashion, and it, mm-hmm. you know, what's old is new a lot, and so things come back in style that mm-hmm. maybe even back then people thought wasn't a good look.
Women were asked, what's the one thing you would not be caught dead wearing? Relating to the thong issue of a second ago where, you know, Lizzo wore the thong courtside.
Yeah.
Try to, well, entice Carl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. No word on how that went.
No, I'd love to hear someday, though.
What's the one thing you would not be caught dead wearing? Top three answers that I have here. We'll accept any one of the top three.
Okay.
See if you agree with any of these. You believe in the top three, Gina, is what?
Pantsuit.
No.
Really?
Pantsuit does not make the top three.
That's so in.
I love pantsuit. Yeah.
Pantsuit. Not caught dead wearing, Elizabeth.
I would never wear a bikini.
Bikini, no. Does not make the list either. Top three things. Oh, you chose the number one, Courtney.
What? Is it a fanny pack?
Exactly right.
I wondered about that.
Fanny pack. Now, see, I heard those were coming back around.
They are. But they don't look good on everybody. I've tried so many different fanny packs, and none of them fit my hips.
I know. I have such hip issues. Fanny pack. You wouldn't be caught dead in one, huh, Courtney?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Yep. Fanny pack. In at number one on what's the one thing you wouldn't be caught dead wearing when women were asked. Number two?
Yeah?
Mom jeans.
Oh.
I see them all the time.
Well,
at least the high-waisted jeans.
I don't know. Mom jeans. And in at number three, leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Are those a thing still? Anybody?
No, I don't see them anymore.
No, nothing like that?
Mm-mm.
Let's bring them back.
Fanny pack, mom jeans, leg warmers. Honorable mention, nose rings.
Okay.
And real fur.
Okay.
Nose rings and real fur.
No, like, buttless pants?
No.
Have you seen those?
Lizzo wore them. She wouldn't be out of style.
Yeah, I saw them on one person, Lizzo. I cannot recall walking around downtown here in the third largest city in America and seeing a lot of buttless pants.
Well, they have either buttless. Sometimes they put that, like, clear.
I think that would... I know what you're talking about. Have you seen a lot of those?
Not a lot, but I wouldn't be caught dead wearing them.
I put, like, socks with holes. I, like, didn't understand.
I feel like I could send you out right now and say, walk anywhere downtown and don't come back until you have a picture of someone walking around with buttless pants and we'd never see you again.
You've seen it on celebrities,
right? We would never see you again.
Okay. Is that what you're trying to do?
You might see a fanny pack. See, I think the whole concept of this was things people might actually wear. Like, you might see a fanny pack.
Oh.
You might see mom jeans. Yeah. You might even see leg warmers. But the buttless pants.
I don't know.
We might not see you in all of 2020. Yeah. I mean, like, Melissa is never coming back. She cannot find one buttless pant.
Then I'm not the only one.
I guess. Buttless pants. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi.
No strings attached relationship. Do you have one of these?
Legit, no strings attached.
All right. And how long has it been?
8 years.
And every time you meet, is this music playing?
Occasionally.
Yeah. And does it? Is it legit? Does it truly work?
Absolutely, it does.
Listen to the way you're talking.
No, you're talking very seductively.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
I have a very people recognize my voice.
Understood. How often do you exercise the no strings attached relationship? How many times, let's say, a year do you see each other?
4 or 5.
5 times a year.
Does he live in the area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, who reaches out more for the no strings attached relationship? He calls you, you text him. Which one's more?
Hard to say. We're friends, so we talk all the time.
Okay.
Wait, you talk all the time, but you only get together 5 times a year to do the...
For that purpose. Okay.
I see. But when that, the 5 times a year, who is suggesting it more, you or him? Like, hey, you know, it would be a good time.
Maybe him, but close.
Okay. All right. Do other people know that this relationship exists, or is it just strictly between you two?
One or two other people might know.
I'm going to say, based on the whisper, not a lot of people know.
Do your coworkers in the next office know? 312-233-1019. The No Strings Attached relationship. Oh. Got to change your voice. You got to whisper.
I know, right?
Yeah,
but that's okay.
It's the mix. All right, Whip.
Yes.
Bachelor review. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds, 30 seconds only. Pistol Pilot Pete and Champagne Gate. Go!
Pete and Hannah start the show talking, looking like they're about to do each other. Then they just hug and say goodbye. The other girls are mad. Then Pete cancels a group date, and they're really pissed. Says Natasha, the effing nerve. The effing nerve. Two shiny blondes are fighting it about how the other one stole her time with Pete and disrespected her. Then Kelsey is crying because somebody opened her champagne. She says it's her personal bottle, which came all the way from Des Moines.
10 seconds.
And guess what? That is not okay. Then they open another bottle of champagne. She drinks straight out of the bottle.
5 seconds.
Then it splatters all over her face, and she's crying again. She's obviously see the crazy woman, of course she gets to stick around.
Wow.
That was his best one.
I almost don't want to watch it. Melissa has a question. All this week at 9:35, we're letting her get it out.
Oh, good.
Because they tend to come in bursts, I've noticed. Your questions?
I know.
Where you'll just get a random question that you'll email me either at 2:30 in the morning or during the show.
Yeah, I have done it at night, like I'm in bed, and that's when sometimes those thoughts come to mind, and I just got to shoot it out before I forget. Inspiration strikes.
Right. What is today? Melissa has a question. What's your question today, Melissa?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but I sent you an email this morning because the...
You didn't look it up? You want me to read it to you?
Oh, well, it's about the Astros and... Oh. The cheating scandal.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Talk about this.
I told you, this is right in Rich's wheelhouse. How excited he would get. All right, you want me to read you your own question?
Sure.
Hi, Eric. It's Melissa. Can you explain to me the cheating Astros thing? It's a thing.
Yeah,
it is a thing.
I know teams have gotten in big trouble for cheating before, but this is a more recent thing. Or have teams always tried to cheat and they're just now catching them? Thanks for reading. I'll get you some coffee next time I go to the kitchen. Bye. She actually wrote bye.
I like the bye.
Bye. So you're confused over the Astros. Yesterday, the Houston Astros received a, it's tantamount to a death sentence from Major League Baseball.
And then there was another cheating scandal, a year or two ago or whatever? Another one?
Well, this may be the same one, but they just finally came out with the final report and the punishments yesterday.
They resolved it.
Okay.
The general manager got fired. The manager got fired after they were suspended for the year. The owner says, you're done.
Right.
Goodbye.
But how do they cheat?
Tell them how they cheated, Whipper. You can go ahead.
No. Yeah, it's against the rules explicitly to steal signs in baseball using technology.
Do you know what that means, stealing signs? So the catcher is saying to the pitcher, putting down fingers between his legs, 2-3-4-7-9-2-3-4.
Yeah, and they all mean something different.
Throw me the curveball.
Okay.
Or whatever it might be.
Right.
Right. And you're not supposed to use technology to steal signs. If you're a guy out on second base... You can figure out what he's doing. That's one thing.
Right, exactly. And this is a big difference because in baseball, they say if you can do it like man-to-man like that, that's all part of it. But if you start to use technology, that's cheating. So the Astros had a whole setup with a camera and a monitor behind their dugout. Then they would bang garbage cans a certain number of times so that their hitters could know what pitch was coming.
Pick up what the catcher was saying. They figured the codes out. Then some guy somewhere would bang it twice. The guy at the plate would be like, ooh, there's a curveball's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really high tech.
Seems a little man-to-man.
Yeah, so they've gone back to old clips, and you can actually hear a garbage can banging in the background when you might not have noticed it, and that's what they're doing. So,
oddly enough, the year that this happened, the Houston Astros won the World Series.
Right.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, were there other ways, too, in the past that they were cheating? And so now they're just, this is maybe a different way of cheating, but now they're really trying to crack down on it?
Well, I think what Whip said at the beginning is, this is what you heard about before, but it's taken this long to figure it out and what we're going to do and prove it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I guess this was so over the line. Some other players, even guys that had played with these guys, like kind of cried foul on this one, and that's how the whole investigation got started. Like, really, we're not going to put up with this stuff.
Right. Right.
So.
Go to a baseball game and you hear a guy banging on a garbage can, something is up.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, downloadable every weekday.
This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.